This episode is brought to you by IVP. When thinking about recent challenges in the body of Christ, we see example after example of leaders missing a crucial quality, humility. In his book, Humility Illuminated, New Testament scholar Dennis Edwards has done a wonderful service to help us better understand that true humility is the primary identity marker of the Christian life. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive 25% off of Humility Illuminated when you use the promo code IVPOD25, that's IVPOD25, at ivpress.com. This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by Innervar City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwen. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Psalm 63, a Psalm of David, written when he was in the Judean wilderness. O God, you are my God. I long for you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you. In a dry and parched land where there is no water. Yes, in the sanctuary I have seen you and witnessed your power and splendor, because experiencing your loyal love is better than life itself. My lips will praise you. For this reason, I will praise you while I live. In your name, I will lift up my hands. As with choice meat, you satisfy my soul. My mouth joyfully praises you. Whenever I remember you on my bed, and I think about you during the nighttime hours, for you are my deliverer. Under your wings I rejoice. My soul pursues you. Your right hand upholds me. Enemies seek to destroy my life, but they will descend into the depths of the earth. Each one will be handed over to the sword. Their corpses will be eaten by jackals, but the king will rejoice in God. Everyone who takes oaths in his name will boast, for the mouths of those who speak lies will be shut up. Psalm 54. For the music director, to be accompanied by stringed instruments, a well-written song by David. It was written when the Ziphites came and informed Saul, David is hiding with us. O God, deliver me by your name. Vindicate me by your power. O God, listen to my prayer. Pay attention to what I say. For foreigners attack me, ruthless men who do not respect God, seek my life. Selah. Look, God is my deliverer. The Lord is among those who support me. May those who wait to ambush me be repaid for their evil. As a demonstration of your faithfulness, destroy them. With a freewill offering, I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good. Surely, he rescues me from all trouble, and I triumph over my enemies. Psalm 119, verses 129 through 160. Your rules are marvelous, therefore I observe them. Your instructions are a doorway through which light shines. They give insight to the untrained. I open my mouth and pant because I long for your commands. Turn towards me and extend mercy to me, as you typically do to your loyal followers. Direct my steps by your word. Do not let any sin dominate me. Deliver me from oppressive men, so that I can keep your precepts. Smile on your servant. Teach me your statutes. Tears stream down from my eyes, because people do not keep your law. You are just, O Lord, and your judgments are fair. The rules you impose are just and absolutely reliable. My zeal consumes me, for my enemies forget your instructions. Your word is absolutely pure, and your servant loves it. I am insignificant and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your justice endures, and your law is reliable. Distress and hardship confront me, yet I find delight in your commands. Your rules remain just. Give me insight so that I can live. I cried out with all my heart, "Answer me, O Lord. I will observe your statutes." I cried out to you, "Deliver me, so that I can keep your rules." I am up before dawn, crying for help. I find hope in your word. My eyes anticipate the nighttime hours, so that I can meditate on your word. Listen to me because of your loyal love. O Lord, revive me, as you typically do. Those who are eager to do wrong draw near. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commands are reliable. I learned long ago that you ordained your rules to last. See my pain and rescue me, for I do not forget your law. Fight for me and defend me. Revive me with your word. The wicked have no chance for deliverance, for they do not seek your statutes. Your compassion is great, O Lord. Revive me as you typically do. The enemies who chase me are numerous, yet I do not turn aside from your rules. I take note of the treacherous and despise them, because they do not keep your instructions. See how I love your precepts. O Lord, revive me with your loyal love. Your instructions are totally reliable. All your just regulations endure.
Psalm 119, verses 169 through 176. Listen to my cry for help, O Lord. Give me insight by your word. Listen to my appeal for mercy. Deliver me, as you promised. May praise flow freely from my lips, for you teach me your statutes. May the tongue sing about your instructions, for all your commands are just. May your hand help me, for I choose to obey your precepts. I long for your deliverance, O Lord. I find delight in your law. May I live and praise you. May your regulations help me. I have wandered off like a lost sheep. Come looking for your servant, for I do not forget your commands.
Your word is true.
New Testament reading, Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. The parable of the lost sheep and coin. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming to hear him, but the Pharisees and the experts in the law were complaining, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. Which one of you, if he has 100 sheep and loses one of them, would not leave the 99 in the open pasture and go look for the one that is lost until he finds it? Then when he has found it, he places it on his shoulders, rejoicing. Returning home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, telling them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep that was lost." I tell you, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need to repent. Or what woman, if she has 10 silver coins and loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search thoroughly until she finds it? Then when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of God's angels over one sinner who repents. 2 John chapter 1, Introduction and Thanksgiving. From the Elder, to an elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not I alone, but also those who know the truth. Because of the truth that resides in us, and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly because I have found some of your children living according to the truth, just as the Father commanded us, warning against false teachers. But now I ask you, lady, not as if I were writing a new commandment to you, but the one we had from the beginning, that we love one another.
Now this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning. Thus you should walk in it. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, people who do not confess Jesus as Christ coming in the flesh. This person is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch out, so that you do not lose the things we have worked for, but receive a full reward. Everyone who goes on ahead and does not remain in the teaching of Christ does not have God. The one who remains in this teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house, and do not give him any greeting, because the person who gives him a greeting shares in his evil deeds. Conclusion. Though I have many other things to write to you, I do not want to do so with paper and ink, but I hope to come visit and speak face to face, so that our joy may be complete. The children of your elect sister greet you. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Gracious and holy and compassionate and patient God, we greet you with hearts of thanksgiving today. We thank you for the opportunity to hear your word and to reflect on it. We thank you that, O Lord, in hearing your word, it sparks in us reassurance and edification and conviction. It makes us curious. It makes us long to tie your word together to see how these scriptures share with us your redemptive story for us, O God. We thank you that even as we read and as we listen and as we study now, O God, it gives us an opportunity to know more about your character and your will and your heart for us, O God. We long to know you better and to experience your very presence, O God. And Lord, we want to be like the psalmist, but we acknowledge that so often we neglect your law. We become frustrated with your commands, that we attempt at times to make a law unto ourselves and a law for other people, that we can become quite legalistic in creating things. And oh God, we can also reject your law and pretend that there are things that are not there that are there, oh Lord. Would you correct us? Your word reminds us that a father who does not love his children does not correct them. And so, oh God, Abba Father, we cry out to you to actually be corrected, oh Lord, because you love us. And so where we have chosen to skip your word, to ignore your truth, would you bring it to our attention? Would you draw us back to your truth, O Lord? And would you grant us the faith to believe your word and to obey your word by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit? We long to say along with the psalmist that we delight in your commands, that we delight in your truth, that your word has promises that are yes and amen, and that we rejoice in that, O God. And we thank you, O Lord, that when we fall short, when we dishonor you, when we operate in lovelessness, when we make up our own law or ignore your law, that you, O God, have come for the sinner. You have come for the lawbreaker to redeem us and to take on our sins, which you did on the cross, and to give to us the impartation of Christ's righteousness. And for that, Lord, we are indebted. For that, Lord, we are amazed. For that, Lord, we are grateful, grateful, grateful that you are transforming us from sinners to saints, O Lord, and that you walk with us and that you complete us and that you uphold us, O God. Thank you for your grace and thank you for your commands. Grant us the grace to love them, to delight in them, to understand them, and to obey them, and keep us ever grateful that you, Lord Jesus Christ, fulfilled every command. It is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen and amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
Let's get in the Word today. God's got something.